Scott, I had one question for Mr. Place regarding QAC. And that relates to his figure 12, which is on page 92. This is for my place. Can you tell me what the orange zoning is?
The orange zoning?
To the left of the site you've identified in yellow.
Yes, the Saints Frank Flats B.
Yes, I thought it was. So that is not part of... Well, it has not yet been through the PDP process. It is an ODP zone.
That's correct.
Does anyone else have any questions about QAC?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Place. When I went through your 42A report here, one of the reliefs sought was, I think, the Frankton Flats Area E
B.
zone. And you sort of sidestepped it and said, well, the council hasn't put that zone up yet. But nonetheless, the submitter asked for it, and we have to reach a view on its appropriateness, just as we do any other relief sought or new zones like the Three Parks business zone that's materialised through submissions.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read the QAC evidence, it seemed that there was no discussion of this topic or issue at all in it. And I wonder if I've missed something. What's your take of the situation on this requested zoning?
Are you talking... So QAC didn't provide any evidence in response to my 42A?
No, not on this. And
yeah.
So we've got a situation where a relief's been sought. You didn't really offer a view on behalf of the council on at least the Area E.
Mm.
But then QAC and its expert evidence didn't do anything either. And so we've got a relief sought, but it looks like no one's given us any evidence on whatsoever. Which is whether or not the Frankton Flat Zone, even though that area of land hasn't been put forward, there's been other cases where submitters have asked for an operative zone and it's been assessed and a view's been reached. And so I wonder if for the reply it's a case of whether just some examination of those provisions, to the extent you're able, could be put to us so that we have at least some evidence on the matter. Do you follow
yes,
what I'm asking?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
Ms.
Scott's looking bewildered or concerned or both.
Concerned, the reason being that I would suggest it's for QAC to do that assessment. It's their submission asking for the rezoning. And in previous stages, that's the approach that's been taken.
So why then has the council in its 42A reports offered its own assessments of the zonings that have been requested, if it's for submitters to do? Don't commissioners like us normally look to council staff to provide an independent view or assessment of the relief and request sought by submitters?
Well, they have sought to do that on the multiple rezonings. If I understand it, you're saying the council hasn't undertaken an assessment of whether the ODP zone is more appropriate.
That's one of the reliefs that was requested. So we have to reach a view on that. I don't think we can opt out of a relief sort because it's not a zone that's currently before us in terms of the council suggestions. So it's a question of how we approach it, because it looks as though the QAC has given us nothing at all either. But I don't think, unless they withdraw a relief sort, we can opt out of our duty to still reach a view on what's most appropriate.
Put it another way, it would be of assistance to the panel if Mr. Place, as part of the council's reply, could proffer us a degree of assessment, recognising that there is no evidence to contradict regarding the fit of the Frankton Flats B zone, both for the strategic objectives and policies and for this site. I'm not suggesting that it needs to be extensive, but it would be of assistance if it could be covered.
Is that the point, Commissioner?
I thought that's what I said word for word.
I think there's no evidence. evidence on any of the others until we get to Bush Creek. So let's talk about Bush Creek. So that is Ms. Hampson and Mr. Place.
So in section 12 of my evidence in chief, which is on page 68, in paragraphs 12.6 to 12.7, I respond to the submission of Bush Creek et al. On the business mixed use zone, and I'm opposed to that request. Also in that section, in the preceding paragraphs, I respond directly to Mr. Thomas's submission, and just on the matter of a single zone for his particular property that has a split zoning, and on that matter I support the idea of a single zone for his site.
Thank you. Start at the left end. Commissioner Rowe.
Ms. Hampson, when we travelled about and visited the various GIZ locations, at least for me, the Bush Creek one stood out as being a little unusual. It had a sort of moment in time. At one point, it maybe was the edge of civilization, but now town seems to have caught up with it on all sides. If it wasn't for the fact that there happens to be industrial uses on the land now, just in terms of the location of that land relative to everything else, would you be nominating it as a good place to put general industrial activities?
Just my, I guess my view, if we had a blank canvas, I think the size of it is quite small. I probably wouldn't. Mm. Yeah, I think it would be better to create a larger zone somewhere else.
Okay, thank you, that's all.
Commissioner McLeod. Place. So where is this in your evidence?
So I'll read out my summary statement to begin with.
Yes.
And so Bush Creek Property Holdings et al. Requests that land in Arrowtown be rezoned from general industrial zone to business mixed use zone. The existing land uses in this location are representative of those which comprise the district's industrial economy, and the application of business mixed use zone in this location would compromise their ongoing operation and growth. The direction afforded by strategic policy 3.3.8 is beyond challenge and consistent with the needs to address the suite of resource management issues identified in the General Industrial Zone Section 32 report. Any existing non-industrial and service activities in this location would benefit from the support of existing use rights or approved resource consents. I maintain my Section 42A position that this relief be rejected. And that's at Section 10 of my